So welcome everyone. This is the Art Strike working session, and we have attendance from Twin Vessels, Jim Bright, Peter Koch, and Ross Mundy. You're welcome to start anytime.
Thank you, Mario. So as we were just discussing before officially starting here, we're missing a couple of members who are probably going to be late. So I'm going to rearrange the agenda just a little bit to cover some of the less interesting stuff. Number six on our agenda today is about reappointment of our Zerk members. And again, right before the meeting today, I was talking with the staff about. So we don't really have anything to report on this. I'm asking the staff to help to build a table that we can maintain long term, which will have the dates of everyone's appointments and their terms of their appointment from their appointing organizations, so that we know, which ones need to be refreshed so often. We do believe that. The Jim, your appointment needs to be reconfirmed, and I'm happy to send out a letter, I guess, to your. Okay. We haven't been, yeah, that hasn't been communicated to us, I guess. Yeah, we haven't reached out to them, they haven't reached out to us, so we just need to establish that. Okay, sure. I think to the chair, yeah, I think so. Yeah. And it looks like we also missed Brad's reappointment from RSEC. We should have done that a while ago, so we have to do that as well. Those are the ones that we know about at this point. If anyone else knows that they need to be reappointed, please speak up. Okay. And you are eligible for reappointment, I assume? You are eligible for a reappointment, or yes, okay. I guess so. Yeah, Tripti can do it for Could be tricky. So anyway, we're still working on the reappointment stuff, but making progress there. also. I'll insert under any other business. Jim, you had made a suggestion to add to our correspondence section of our website, and we're working on that. Steve is going to send a request to the board or the board staff for a more formal letter about the KSK rollover resolution that they made requesting our input. So we'll post that there. And I've done similarly. For the thing from Octo, from Ed Lewis about the RZM study. So we'll get those posted to the correspondence section.
It's okay, you got here now, Carlos. Thank you. I think also in this communication correspondence section, Duane, is would be like the confirmation of the appointment of members of the committee. If there are formal letters coming from IAB or the RSAC or whatever else it is. These should also be there just as part of this public record.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea. So welcome, Carlos. We've started already a little bit without you, but just the boring stuff. So you didn't miss anything too good yet. And we're still holding out for a couple of additional late attendees. So. I guess we should do our review of the minutes from the previous meeting. I skipped over that. So, do we have the minutes from the last meeting yet? I can't remember, to be honest.
Thank you, Duane. This is Mario for the records. Yes, in fact, I have distributed the minutes over the mailing list, I guess a couple of weeks ago. And the action items decided during the previous meeting in noted was the number one, Ross, Howard, and Peter to work together on preparing a statement for Octo regarding the root zone management evolution study, which is a proposal that we have received. And staff to work on the meeting minutes. The second one is the answer to discuss via mailing list the advice to the board related to the resolution on the KSK rollover. And so we have started working on both of them. We set up actually a mailing list for Ross, Howard, and Peter. We in fact have received one email today in the mailing list from Howard. So we could probably have a better insight or feedback and discussion when he joins the call. And for the second one, there is some discussions actually in the mainland list. So both of them have been completed. Thank you. And just a quick reminder, the conference actually is being video recorded. So if you don't mind just actually using the microphone when speaking. Thank you.
Okay, does anyone have questions or anything about the minutes? If not, we can take them as approved and have them posted to the website. All right. So thank you, Mario, for that. And I'll have you post them as soon as possible. So we have sort of two largest topics that we can spend time on today. One is the Octo study, and the other is the KSK rollover. I don't have a particular opinion on which one we do first. I think it would be good if Howard was here for both of them. I think he has opinions that are helpful to hear. And we've heard some of his opinions, I guess, via email already. Any thoughts on which one to tackle first? Okay. Well, the KSK rollover request has a deadline. The other one does not have a deadline at this point. I think we should give ourselves a deadline regardless. I don't think we should take too long on either one. The KSK rollover deadline, the board expects comments from us by August 10th. And that really gives us one more of our regular meetings to finalize anything. So we have now until our next regular meeting to put something together. We don't have any other meetings scheduled after or before in August before that deadline, right? So and you know, my read of the email discussion about the KSK rollover is we're a little bit divided. We have one against and two for of the people that have expressed opinions so far. And I guess for my own part, to be clear, I think we should, you know, respond. We can't just not respond at all. We'll respond with something. Like the question is, you know, to what extent do we respond and say that this is, you know, within our charter, or do we politely say thanks but no thanks?
So this is Russ for the record, and I think if folks have been following the discussion. I have stated, I think, fairly strongly that this is within our charter, and I think it's very important that we respond with some type of substantive comment. And if this is not within our charter, honestly, I don't know what is within our charter.
Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, this is Peter for the record. I tend to agree with Russ on the question whether or not that is in the charter, and also from the spirit that was communicated when it came to the like founding of Arzurg, playing a bit of, not playing, but taking over a bit of the responsibility of NTIA when it comes to bigger changes like this kind of approval. However, I'm also leaned towards Jim a bit, because what Russ said in what you said, Russ, in your email was, if I recall correctly, that we should give the ICANN board a clear yes or no response, and I am not feeling comfortable doing that. Entering that whole thing late in the game, kind of. But maybe I misunderstood and misrepresented your submission, so I'm happy to.
So I was not intending to say explicitly we should say yes or no about resuming the plan, but we should state an opinion of you. It could be yes or no. It could be, oh, there needs to be more done like this, or people need to, you know, the board needs to think about these kinds of risks, or, you know, but provide some type of substantive input. Doesn't have to be yes or no.
All right, Carlos? Yeah.
This is Carlos for the record. I personally believe that key roles in themselves are within the charter of ARCERC. Not this particular role, but roles in general. I mean, how often should a key role, what algorithms should be used? That seems to be definitely things that should be taken into account when evolving the root zone. That's my particular opinion on whether it's in the scope or not. Now, this particular role has certain particular characteristics, being the first, and having been discussed in many, many places already. So while I believe it's within the charter, I'm also feeling a bit uneasy in the same way as Peter does. We are a latecomer into the game. Many of us have been discussing this same topic in other venues. So yeah, I'm kind of uncomfortable having clear-cut opinion right now within this venue. Maybe we can say something different, as Russ put it. Not necessarily a clear yes or no, but, you know, something else. But yeah, I'm a bit split here.
Yeah, thank you. I agree that it's a little bit awkward. I'm not sure what we could say that it hasn't already been said that wouldn't be a grenade, you know, into the system. So, in that sense, it feels like it feels like it's sort of just going through the motions. You know, it's just formalizing, getting everyone on board. But Jim, go ahead.
Thanks, Dwayne. I think maybe we can find a little bit of a compromise or a middle ground, which could hopefully satisfy everybody in the committee here. Probably, I think the kind of response we could maybe send back to the board. I mean, first of all, we have to send a response back to the board. I think everyone is fully in agreement with that. But I think we could send back a report that says we have nothing to add to the comments already been made by other advisory bodies on this particular issue. We've got nothing more that we can add to what the discussion and advice has been given by others, with rather special insights. So what can we deliver that can't really have been delivered by ARSAC or by ESSAC or by Opto? I don't think we've got anything more we can really add here. And I think it'd be a reasonable response to say, dear ICANN board, we've talked about this issue, and we think we as a committee have got nothing more to add to the discussion than the comments being made in other parts of the ICANN machinery. Thank you.
And do you think it's appropriate to also say that one of the reasons is because, as Carlos said, because of the timing, you know, because ARCERC was formed about the same time that this rollover stuff was happening, and so, you know, we are a little bit late. Yeah. We wouldn't use that word, but we're a little bit late to the yeah. party here, right? Is that appropriate to say in this?
I'd be less inclined to go down that path in terms of detail, because then if someone then come back and say, well, you've had this committee set up for a year, that was more than enough time for you guys to sit down and discuss this. When, of course, that first year was spent sorting out our own procedures and organising ourselves. So I don't think we should get into specific details about why we deliver a particular message, whether it's a question of timing, whether we think it's in scope or out of scope, or what the nature of that scope should be. I think we just give something along those lines that says we've got nothing more to add and leave it at that, fairly short, without getting into the specifics of why we reached that conclusion, assuming that's what our conclusion or consensus viewpoint is going to be. That's my take on it.
This is Peter again for the record. And Mario, I'm sorry, or Steve, if you have the charter available to put there, we can do that. I can also read it from here. Like, if you look at the scope of responsibilities of RZERC, and again, you mentioned, Duane, that yes, the KSK rollover was already under discussion with the design team set up and so on and so forth before RZERC was put into existence. The scope of responsibilities explicitly says the committee will not necessarily be the group that considers the details of the issues raised. So in this particular case, I guess that also reflects the discussion that we had on the call last time. What is exactly asked of us? Are the 5, 6, 7 of us supposed to go into any technical details? Probably not. The question, the scope of responsibilities includes assuring that all the relevant bodies have had their voice and so on and so forth, but we have not been driving the process. That has been done by ICANN, the organization, Octo in particular, but that doesn't make any difference, essentially by the ICANN board, because they obviously gave the token to some entity within the organization. So I'm really unsure what we asked of. Then again, I'd rather not send a white paper response back. And what you, Jim, said, we have nothing to add, is almost a white paper response. It's a bit more polite, but it's still maybe we can find a good way, a better form to point to the scope and then say that since we're not supposed to redo some of the work that has been done and this whole process interferes. I don't want to be perceived as, how do you say that, embarrassed by not being asked earlier. That was a question of timing then. Generally, we should also not send the message that we would think that these type of things is completely out of scope. In this particular one, and then Carlos mentioned that, this particular one might be different solely based on the timing of the issue in comparison with RZERC's founding.
Yeah, I think that was sort of my question about if we would explain the timing issue, because I think if we want RZERC to be asked these questions, then we should probably say that in a response. You know, we appreciate being asked. Please ask us again. Otherwise, if we just say we don't have anything to contribute, then we're not going to maybe be asked in the future. So again, RZERC needs to decide, I think, if it wants to be asked these questions or not. And it sounds to me like maybe we don't mind being asked. That's kind of what I'm hearing.
Thanks, Russ. I've got a couple of points. One, first of all, is on the nature of the response, to suggest an alternate type of wording that may be a little bit more substantive would be to say that, again, just throwing them out here for discussion, not necessarily saying this is what the final format would be to say things that we have confidence in the assessments that have been made by Octo, RSAC, the design team, and we're happy to go along with the consensus view that they are presenting to the ICANN board. Something along those lines might be more in keeping with what Peter was saying before. On the bigger question about what RZERC's role in all this comes to be is, I need to relay something that comes from another piece of work I've been doing with the RSAC review. One of the interviews that we had was with Steve Crocker. And Steve was very, very welcoming about the fact that RZERC had been set up. And he said that, from his perspective, the RZERC was a crucial piece. the IQ. Machinery of the Jigs. So that was missing. Because the past whenever there were important changes to the route. The route, for example, getting the route signed, adding V6 glue for the route servers, there was no mechanism for doing that inside the existing ICANN machinery. And it was that was the gap in his eyes that RZERC was initially chartered or going to be set up to fill that specific role. So if we're looking at that interpretation, which is one that I'm fairly sympathetic towards, is that I would then argue that things like KSK rollover, which is a routine event, we're not changing the algorithm, we're not doing anything, the key length, that should be a routine event and treated in the same way as changing the NS records or renumbering a root server, and in that sense it would probably be out of scope. I'd be prepared to back down a little bit on that because this is the first time round, but I still don't think this is something we should go overly involved in. And I think if we say something along the lines that we're happy with the community discussions and analysis that have taken place to the state, and we can't really add or offer new insights or a contrary opinion to those views that have already been expressed to the board, I think that would be perhaps a reasonable way forward, possibly. Hey, Kim.
So, a couple of comments here. First, I will say that I think it's very, very important for RZERC to make sure we define a role for ourselves and that that role makes sense with respect to the whole environment. And the reference you made there, Jim, to, you know, a fact that there really wasn't a community type entity to look at these changes previously was a major issue. And it's been, you know, RZERC is supposed to rectify that. The point of the architectural view is excellent, but I think there's also the impact of the actual operational things related to security and stability, and that's, you know, that's in the charter, and that's where we as a group, I think, need to decide just how much and what kind of things fit into that realm. I think you were in the DNSSEC workshop this morning for most of it, Jim. And, you know, the Czech Republic just did an algorithm roll. Yay, first algorithm roll for a TLD, as far as I know anyway. But this is the first KSK roll for the route. And so, at least in my mind, operational potential problems for risk that we as a group see that could affect substantially the operation of the root zone and everything under it. That's really kind of where my strong push for this is something that is very much an ARZER role. Now, one of the other group in ICANN that's been engaged in this is the ESSAC. I mean, we've got multiple publications about it. And some of the things that were in our earlier documents, some of us believe they haven't been as fully implemented as they should be. For instance, a monitoring system. This was recommended back in the root scaling days, which was SAC 46, I think. And RSAC also spoke about this. But in terms of published positions on the KSK rollover and DNSSEC in general, much more material has come from ESSAC than from RSAC relative to the issue. And we're working on the ESSAC response at this point. And it looks like there's going to be at least four general areas that ESSAC says something about. That because the way ESSAC works yet, I can't really say details. But there's going to be an answer of some substance from ESSAC that we will get out the door and back to the board in the time frame. And one of the sort of behind-the-scenes discussions that occurred prior to this tasking coming out from the board, and it was especially pointed at ESSAC, was that there would not be an answer from ESSAC, any definitive statement of yes or no, you should resume the role. Okay, if ESSAC decides to make such a statement, which personally I doubt that they will, but if they did, they still could. But the board basically was told beforehand that you won't get ESSAC to do your job for you is kind of what the position was. So I think it's important that ARZER say something of substance and go forward from there, because if it becomes in the future too bothersome, we get asked too many questions, that's a much worse problem than not being asked things that we should be asked.
Just a question. You're saying that the ESSAC is saying we're not going to do the ICANN's board job for them, if you paraphrase the comment you just made. Do you think it would be appropriate for ARZET to essentially convey the same message back to the board, that ARZET's not going to do the board's job for them either?
And that was why I wanted to make the small corrections to Peter's interpretation of my email earlier. I was not saying that we ARZERC should say yes or no. Okay. I just believe ARZERC should say something of substance, whatever is appropriate from the ARZERC's point of view.
And Peter, again, for the record. So, I agree that we should say something of substance, maybe not necessarily on the technical or operational details of the question before us. I think there are lots of interesting questions of governance and decision-making in this process that may be relevant to other future decisions of changes to very central infrastructure. The question of how many people can we leave behind, which is what is the risk of who and how many do we lose on the way, and what is the pain, in quotes, that they are going to experience. This is a decision that can be made implicitly or explicitly. We had the unfortunate situation that the brakes were pulled, and then because it was felt there's something going on, the signal and noise, and it would hurt too many. without having determined, can we have a threshold, and what could the threshold be? And of course, making the judgment now afterwards is extremely difficult, and these things might have to be taken into account for any future decision, and that may or may not be a KSK role or anything else. Maybe on the KSK role, we know, and we've been talking about the KSK role having been scheduled in the very beginning, because it said then, and that was, I guess, 2010-ish, that within 5 years there should be a KSK role, and 5011 and so on and so forth. 5011 wasn't cast in stone, but it was on the plate. However, we probably cannot be sure that the environment, the operational environment of today, reflects the visions and the status, of course, of the operational environment back then. So we have all these automated systems and so on and so forth that kind of collide with 5011's idea of being able to replace configuration in place and so on and so forth. That's another aspect. My third aspect is that somebody said that, yeah, we are happy with the conversation and the feedback and so on and so forth. I must say personally, I'm not. And that is not to blame on the people doing the outreach. There were so many calls for input and so on and so forth. And you probably everybody in this room, if we put together the names of the people that actually responded, we know them all. It's a very inner circle response, and that is of concern, which is something we can raise but not necessarily have a solution to. And again, it's nobody's fault. It's not the fault of somebody raising the flag, Peter pointing to Dwayne, and it's also not the fault of Octo, but it's a general concern that I'd like to voice at some point.
Kim, I figure you've gathered what we're talking about. I don't know if you have any. You might be a little conflicted on this, but if you have an opinion, you're definitely welcome to to express it at this time. So, just in case it's not clear, right before you came in, I think there was a proposal from Jim, kind of just, you know, our response to the board on this issue would be something like, you know, Arzurk feels that this is being well handled by other organizations, in naming those organizations, and that we don't have anything of substance to really to say at this point in time, but please ask us again in the future, something like that.
Yeah, I think my quick take is, as a threshold issue, I do think it's in scope for ARZERC, if that was in question. But I'm not sure that this group has any particular value adds that haven't been well and truly covered by other groups within ICANN. So it sounds to comport with that advice. I think this committee has a particular role to evaluating certain issues that would escape the attention of other parts of ICANN, but key rollover seems clearly to not be one of them. So if we didn't feel we had any particular insight to convey, I don't think we should feel obligated, but certainly to convey that message nonetheless.
Okay.
So I'm getting the general sense that we do think we should say something of substance back. But one of the questions I want to ask is if our members have looked at SAC 63 and the set of recommendations that are in there, because if we want to move on to try to get a sense of what things that we might want to say, I'll suggest that as at least a point to start from, because this was something, I mean, it's 5 years old. But it does enumerate a set of things that the SAC said you all ought to think about and go look at and do some of these things. And right, provide, I know there's a match already from two things I heard Peter say to what was in SAC 63. So that's maybe worth looking at.
Right, and Russ, are you maybe suggesting that our response to the board could reference particular items in SAC 63, or?
I think that is a possibility. It is a document that's been published. It has words. We don't have, if we like what's there, we don't have to write as much, kind of thing.
Thanks, Wayne. Russ, I think that's a good idea. But I'd like to sort of tease that a little back a little bit. And maybe in part of our response, we should say to the ICANN board is we would welcome some direction from the board for items for ARZERT to consider for future key rollovers. There's probably very little we can do at this stage now to influence the current key rollover plan and the intentions to go ahead with this rollover in October. So to that extent, the ship has sailed. And I don't think we can do much to really influence it one way or the other. So what we should say, again, potentially as part of a response back to the board, is saying, well, we've got not much to say at this particular stage, but for future key rollover events, please give us some guidance as the board to the sort of things you would like ARZERT to give advice back to the board on about future rollovers in specific reference to, for example, documents such as SAC 63 or whatever else is we think might be appropriate or germane as of today or whenever the next key rollover is going to be scheduled. So leave the door open for future guidance, but I think we still want to get some clarity from the board about what it is they really expect us to do in the future.
I think as a matter of practicality, I mean, the board members themselves are unlikely to have particular insight in that, but that request is going to be funneled to staff and probably me. I'm just not sure how actionable going back with that kind of message is.
Okay. Again, Peter, for the record, while I understand Jim's suggestion and asking for guidance is always also sending a signal. I'm not sure that I would agree in this particular case because ARZERT, unlike others, is not a board committee. We are weird in the sense that the entity that brought us into existence no longer exists, or it only exists in, and now we're getting political, it's probably the empowered community is probably the successor of the whatever entity that brought ARZERT into existence. And so this is really weird. There should be a, because the guidance would also ultimately end up in maybe charter changes or something. So there should be some wisdom how the charter could be changed. And maybe that's with the board again, but I'd rather not ask the board to take over the steering wheel of this committee, which is actually installed to be a bit of a balance somehow.
Suggesting that they would become a steering wheel or anything like that. But if they're going to give us, asking us to do specific things, I think a bit more clarity is required about what specific things they want to do. So say, for example, for the next time the key rolls over, I would expect that that be something that gets dumped and or becomes our responsibility, and primarily our responsibility, as opposed to setting up a design team, because that was the mechanism that had to be used to get around that. The fact that there wasn't an ARZERT-like thing to deal with that particular task. So the next time round, ARZERT would presumably take over the role that was fulfilled by a design team this time round. And that's the kind of thing I was meaning by the type of advice. Not looking to have the board come back and tell us how we should go about doing things. And I accept what Kim says, the board's maybe not got a lot of the technical expertise that's required to go into specifics of the detail. But I do think they need to be a bit clearer about what sort of things they would like ARZERT to do on things like a key rollover in the future.
One thing passed through my mind thinking about your suggestion, Jim, for asking the board for more clarification. Also, according to our charter, any of the members or the members' organizations or the CSC can also task ARZERT. So perhaps if we want to include something of that nature, a way to phrase it would be something like if the board had other potential things they would like advice for, that would be helpful in the future or something like that. Because as Kim said, we're not going to get anything direct from them, but leaving the door open for them if they want to say a general, we expect to see these kinds of things happening and hear from you at the time. Because there was at least one of the actions that was involved, went to RSAC and RSAC earlier and didn't even think of RSAC, and I've forgotten exactly what it was, but Duane and I had talked about that. Yeah, label generation. Yeah. And so it's to an extent to get the board to continue to engage with RSAC because we're a tool for them.
All right. It sounds to me like we have a start here on a response, and the next step is to start putting words to editors, I guess. Would anyone like to join me and the staff in a Google Doc and start writing some of this? Maybe one or two volunteers, and we can put a draft out this week or so? Yeah, I saw Russ and Jim. So if you guys will start up a Google Doc for us, we can start typing away. And as I said before, I think we need to iterate on this pretty quickly because we have an August deadline. So we should have something that we can sort of reach consensus on at our next call, which would be mid-July-ish.
Just on one other small point is that I did get feedback from the IAB on the KSK rollover. So it'd be nice if there was some way of incorporating some of those words into the final response, just because the IAB has said something, albeit it wasn't very much. I think it'd be important that message gets conveyed. But of course, I need to then go back and ask the IAB if they're happy with what's been presented potentially to the board, is their opinion about perspective on this, even though it's been channeled through RZIP.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I think any appointing organization that wanted to have a specific language in there should be allowed to do that, I think.
One thing I'll note is that RSAC is about to try to spin up a similar type of activity, and I have no idea how quickly it will come about. I understand that a draft SOW to the RSAC caucus. And as I look around, I think all of our RSERC members, except for maybe Kim, who could, are you a member of the caucus? I mean, you don't, but.
I am a member, but the meetings are always scheduled against something else, unfortunately.
So in fact, I think Howard is, so all of our members may actually be members of the RSAC caucus, so we will have insight into what RSAC is saying also. Our organizations are so weird around
here. It'll be an interesting race to see who can finish theirs first, right?
So if anyone, this Russ for the record, anyone was watching Wes Hardiker's presentation in the DNSSEC workshop this morning, you'll notice he was urging that this is too soon, too fast. So we'll see if something of a nature of somewhat negative in terms of proceeding on the plan, because that's really the question that's been asked. Do we resume the plan as it's currently looked at being resumed? And I don't know what's going to happen from the RSAC side.
All right, so thanks. Let's close out that topic. And the other one we need to discuss today is the request for feedback on the study, the Root Zone Management Evolution Study. This is the one where there was a little work party and a mailing list created. I'm trying to stay out of it as much as possible because I work for one of the parties that would be under study. So we had some, the only input we have on this really so far is from Howard. Howard sent a pretty nice message, which you know, maybe Howard's message sort of becomes the basis of our response to Okto. I forget who else is exactly on that group. So as we said before, this one doesn't have a strict deadline, but I do know that Okto is eager to get a response from us. They have been asking me, if, you know, what's the status. So is this something you guys are willing and ready to talk about now, or do we take it back to the mailing list? What do you think?
As one of the not very active participants in our group, I would really like to hear if other ARZERC members had looked, thought, and have comments that they want us to look at, think about as we try to put this thing together.
And just to be clear, I don't think the other members have seen Howard's email yet. It's just the work party group. It's just I'm on there as an observer, as the chair, and it's the three of you. So I mean, maybe I can read what a little bit of what Howard wrote.
I don't even remember seeing the original document from Okto about this. Was that circulated to us?
It was circulated. I actually checked early this week. It's on our list archive. If you go to the main list archive, it's linked there as a PDF. Do you remember the gist of the study? Were you on the call?
I missed a call, but I vaguely remember seeing an e-document, but I didn't think that was the one. I remember seeing there was a PDF, but it wasn't very specific in the details of what the actual project was going to be, if I remember correctly. So I was wondering maybe there was a further document.
Well, that document is what we have from Okto at this point. It's almost a proposal for a proposal, right? It's not an RFP at this point, but it's a proposal to have an RFP to hire someone to do this work. Right. Yeah. So I'll read a little bit of what Howard said on the work party list. So he asked his constituents, the registry stakeholders group, for input and didn't get any. So he says that this is sort of his own personal views. He's in favor of some sort of risk analysis and study that covers multiple facets of root zone management. If for no other reason than there has never been one before. But he has a number of points for improvement in the proposal. In general, it's too vague. We would like to see more particulars around the risk analysis process and the criteria used to determine the areas they have identified, such as accidental or malicious changes, out-of-policy changes, communication errors, and so on. He notes that he feels the proposal is backwards. I guess it's written backwards. First, they came up with recommendations, and then they talk about the risk analysis on those recommendations. He says the study should perform a risk analysis on the current processes, determine threats, vulnerabilities, and then, and only then, suggest mitigations. Something we talked about, I remember in our last call, is there's a little phrase in this document that talks about costs and things which would cause significant outlay of capital to fix. And Howard says recommendations should not be exclusive of those which would incur a significant cost. If it's a problem, it's a problem, even if the answer is a redesign from scratch. Should the execution of the study include examination of code configuration, etc., such to verify the interviews of key personnel? I guess that's a question, not a statement. So that was Howard's input. I think based on our last call, there was some rough consensus from the group that our response to this would be, you know, please provide more details. I don't think we were ready to give any other feedback on what we have at this point. We did talk a lot about risk analysis last time and what the nature of that might be. So I don't know. This seems like a reasonable start to me as a response that we can send back. I don't know if you guys have anything other specific to add at this.
I think it's a good point to start from. One of the things that I think would be useful to know, because I'm not aware if anything of that nature existed. Howard made the comment in there that there hasn't been a risk assessment for the overall system at all. And if such a thing has been done, I would think Kim would know about it. Has there ever been? I know the DNSSEC process gets audited, but except for that, I don't know of anything that's close to it. Is there anything?
I'm not aware of any assessment that pertains to like the ecosystem. Like certainly we do our own risk analysis internally, but not something that was more generic and broader that would sort of cover the scope.
And I think VeriSign and ICANN had a little like tabletop exercise a few years ago where we sort of covered some of this area a little bit, but that was, I don't think that was ever made public. Maybe I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, we're mandated annually, I think, to conduct risk analyses, exercises, but then NTA waived that requirement at their request most years. But several have been done over the years. I think the outcomes and remediations were confidential, though. That being said, I'm certainly happy to go back into my archives and see if there's areas of study that might want to be discussed. But I think, coming back to the overall exercise, I really think that the scope is quite vague deliberately, which is that this is an open invitation at the request of the CWG to study the whole ecosystem as deemed appropriate by those involved in the study. So I don't think I'd be looking for it to be overly prescriptive about you must look at very specific.
Russ, for the record again, one of the things that I wanted to just mention here, since we had discussed a lot the risk aspects when we talked about it on the conference call, at the last meeting in Puerto Rico, so I think that's where we were, where the Adobe Connect problem came up, and it was identified as a serious security thing, and they shut it down. And so at the, I think it was the TEG, RSAC, ARZERC, Board, OCTO, and this sort of cocktail informal thing. This occurred after this had happened. And I was engaged by a couple of board members in a discussion about the risk assessment kinds of things. And was I aware of any work that had ever been done for ICANN to even think about what are their mission critical systems. And one board member in particular, the first one out of his mouth was this one. So I don't know if this is something that's floating around doing a risk assessment for this, this system. As an issue that ICANN will raise, or if there are maybe hints of that in here, but I just want this is a closed meeting. Yes, it's recorded, but that's something I'd rather folks not pass on. But it is at least in the minds of some board members.
Well, it's unfortunate that Howard's not able to join us yet to add to this discussion. So I don't know, do we keep this on our little work party list for now and try to have more discussion there and make progress on writing a response? Our next regular meeting in July, the default date would be July 16th, which I would not be able to make that date, by the way. Well, I'm not going to be at the ITF either. I'm going to be on vacation, so. I guess we need to decide if how aggressively we want to tackle this right now or kick it down the road a little bit. And
question I have for you, Dwayne, is how quickly does Opto expect a response from us?
So they didn't give us a deadline, but since our last meeting, they've just informally asked if we're discussing it. So
does the work party that's been looking at this thing within our little group, are they happy with what they've produced so far? Is it ready for circulation with the rest of the committee, or do they still want to work on it further?
I think there's not much so far on the work party. It's very preliminary, so it's not ready for circulation. I don't think it needs more input and more more words around. It needs to be beefed up a little bit, I think. But it's a start.
Yeah, let me just add that now that we have something to work from or chew on, I'm confident that we are making progress and should have something, not necessarily the final version, because that would be preempting the input from the rest of the committee, but something to present at the next call of call, assuming that is around the 16th of July.
If our committee's view remains that we want to ask for additional details or clarification from Opto, I think that it's real important for the work party to get themselves together and at least have a draft for the whole committee to review, not necessarily its final, but at least to see that we're creating something that reflects the general sense of the committee. And especially since we're asking for, tell us more about what you want us to do, then we can decide when we want to finalize. But I'd say we should shoot for prior to our next meeting, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks after, whenever our call is.
Sorry, Ross, I disagree. I think the immediate priority we need to sort out is a response for the ICANN board. I think we need to get that done and dusted because we've got a clear deadline for that, which is August the 10th, which means that we have to have a meeting probably to finalise that response in July. And I think that has to be our number one priority, and this Opto study stuff should be punted until such times as we get that the ICANN board response agreed and out the door. And from a timing point of view, we've not got much window for that in July. And I think if we're going to have to discuss that, we're going to have to discuss it in the week probably of July the 9th, because the week starting the 16th is the IETF meeting, and I imagine quite a few of us are going to be fully committed with that. So aside from the fact that Dwayne's not available that week anyway, we've got large numbers of the people on this committee elected to be the IETF meeting too, so that's going to make it quite difficult to try and do anything that particular week. So I think we should maybe try to aim to do something with the ICANN board response in the week of July the 9th or the week of the 23rd at the outside, but that doesn't leave as much time to dot the I's, cross the T's and get a response out to the board in time for that August the 10th deadline. So I would like to try and see us do something in the week of July the 9th on the ICANN board response and leave the Opto stuff until that's well out of the way.
I have no problems pleading capacity issues, especially with the Opto study, since it was delayed for 2 years because of various and sundry things. Our chair could convey informally to Opto that yes, we are still working on it, but the board request has it, we're taking that as a higher priority tasking.
Okay, sure.
Peter, for the record, just as a formality, so to speak, I think we haven't formally adopted the question, and we were still in the phase where we asked for more input to understand what the question actually is. So the question of the study is something that is not an evolution that we see or that has been formally brought in front of the committee by one of its members. Is that perception correct or shared by the other members of the committee?
So you're saying we haven't committed to answering the question yet because.
I think the signal we've been sending to ourselves is that we don't really fully understand what the question actually is. So we see that somebody's planning a study to do an RFP, and maybe we are just asked for more input. Do we want something to be added to the study? And we've discussed the constraints for the recommendations last time, but those constraints obviously wouldn't bind us, but the outside entity that is taking over the responsibility for the study, so we shouldn't be constrained by that. But on the other hand, what is coming out of the study is probably initiating some change, revolutionary or evolutionary, and at that point we might have to be involved anyway. So I consider this as a polite hint that this is going to happen, and we of course should respond in a way, but echoing Jim, probably not the top priority, and some back channel to Okta would be helpful. Just making sure, I'm not sure whether we do have deadlines for things that we adopt, but this is not really a formal question to us, so we can focus on the KSK thing.
One other point, Peter, is that we've got this little working party that's looking at the Okta document. If there are questions of clarification, maybe the working party could be the ones that talk to Okta first about that and then come back with something more fully baked for the rest of the committee to look at.
So, Peter, I want to follow up with what you said, I guess. I feel like we have been formally asked for our input on this study. I don't know if we have formally said that we would respond, you know, committed to making a thoughtful response. Maybe we need to do that, but I do believe that we have been, like you know, in Okta's eyes, we have been asked to provide input, and we should. So the discussion of priorities and deadline, you know, parties of work and deadlines. I guess I'm wondering if in your mind the are we prioritizing the simple question of going to them and saying, you know, please provide more information, or are we prioritizing the harder part of making the, you know, the official response to this study?
Yeah, from my perspective, it's the latter. The informal things should happen as they go and can happen this week. And the members of the working party present in the room or present in here at the meeting can probably take care of that, like the two of us, Russ and myself.
So can I make a proposal that that this working party come up with an initial response to Okta and present that to Arzurk at its next call? And shortly after Arzurk's next call, we can deliver that to Okta, the request for additional information, and then after that, we can take on the larger work of you know, a more thoughtful response. Does that sound okay? I don't think our first response to them for more information needs to be too formalized or you know, well worded. I think Howard's got a good start. Maybe, you know, iterate on that a couple times, and we can say, please give us more information. I guess I would hate to be in the position where we took 2 to 3 months to respond to them saying, please tell us more. That seems very inefficient to me, right? So